Members of Congress urge Trump to protect pro-life policy. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 16, 2019. Members of the U.S. House and Senate have written to President Donald Trump, urging him to uphold federal pro-life policy. On Tuesday, 169 members of the House, led by Representative Chris Smith, RNJ, and 49 senators, led by Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, sent letters to the president asking him to veto any legislation that weakens federal pro-life policy. "We ask President Donald Trump to continue his work in defense of life," said Smith in a statement, adding, "My colleagues and I are also committed to protecting both unborn children and their mothers from the violence of abortion. I am deeply encouraged that 169 members of the House of Representatives signed a letter to the president making clear their commitment to sustain any veto issued by the president on the grounds that any pro-life provision has been weakened or removed." In the letter from House members, the representatives observe the long-standing policies of ensuring language in appropriations bills protects taxpayers from funding and facilitating the destruction of innocent life that is opposed by pro-life Americans. The letter emphasized the importance of policies such as the Hyde Amendment, which bars taxpayer funding of abortion, the Trump administration's own Protecting Life and Global Health Assistance policy, which restricts funding for abortion providers and supporters overseas, and policies requiring protection for human embryos. Daines said in a statement that he stands strongly in defense of the president's pro-life victories and will continue to work with my colleagues to advance our pro-life agenda. "We will not allow hard-fought protections for the unborn to be undone," the senator said. The letter from members of the Senate observed that the Trump administration has become one of the most pro-life administrations in our nation's history. Among the specific policies the senators hope to uphold are those that prevent taxpayer funding of abortion and those that protect the conscience rights of medical professionals. As Democrats in the House of Representatives signal their intention to undermine pro-life protections, "We want to assure you that these efforts will be rejected by the Republican Senate majority," the letter continues. "It is important to note that both President George H.W. Bush and President George W. Bush sent similar pro-life commitment letters during their terms in office," a statement from Smith's office noted. President George H.W. Bush released his letter and kept his word, issuing three pro-life vetoes, Smith observed. All three were upheld by the House of Representatives.